Welcome to the new episode of The Moving Canine. In today's podcast, we are going to see where does fitness training fit into our training plans. Is it something that is required for dogs who are participating in very strenuous exercise routines, or maybe participating in very challenging sports like dog agility? Or is it something that should be part of every training program? That's what we are going to discuss today. I like to think about fitness training as a way of splitting up exercises into smaller bits, but not quite as we are used to, but rather from the physical skills point of view. As dog trainers, we are quite used to splitting exercises up into smaller components. Components that we can visually see during the exercise, we can identify them, mark them, and reinforce them. But here's the key thing, that usually these behaviors are something that we can see. For example, let's take a tucked sit, the version of a sit exercise where the dog keeps the front feet planted while stepping the rear feet forward under their body and lowering their pelvis into a sit. When we train this behavior, we may focus on keeping the front feet planted, then shifting the weight forward, and then maybe stepping the rear feet off the ground just behind the front legs, and then lowering the pelvis into a sit. All this while the front feet were planted. When we look at the same exercise from the physical skills point of view, then we discover that actually, in order to do this seemingly simple exercise, our dogs need to have quite many different skills. They first need to have enough body awareness and control to actually focus on their front legs and keep them still while moving their body. They also need to have enough strength to carry more load on their front legs while their rear feet are moving. They also need to have enough strength in their rear legs and control of the strength while their rear feet push off the ground, land behind front feet, and then lower their body into a sit. So this seemingly quite a simple exercise requires quite many elements, physical elements, going into it. And if we are focusing only on the visible side of things, then we are missing out quite many elements that our dogs need to know, or the set of skills that they need to have in order to complete the exercise. And we can use that same logic of splitting up exercises in different scenarios. Let's take, for example, running around a cone. So it's quite a straightforward behavior that many of our dogs know because we've taught them. And often we can start teaching it by first letting our dogs to look at the cone, then step towards the cone, then move behind the cone, and then run back to us after they reach the cone. But when we look at the same exercise from the physical skills point of view, we discover that actually our dogs need to have eye-body coordination to identify where the cone is and actually guide the body to move towards the cone. They also need to be able to estimate the distance between themselves and the cone and adjust their gait accordingly. They also need to adjust their foot adjustment pattern so that they can take the turn, because usually they also need to run at full speed and take a really tight turn around the cone, which requires quite careful planning and foot pattern adjustment. And on top of everything, they also need to maintain their balance so that they won't slip and they can keep their movement rhythm. As you can see, when we focus only on the visible behaviors, something that we can identify to mark and reinforce, then we are actually missing quite many skills that our dogs need to have in order to complete the exercises. Don't get me wrong. While we are teaching these exercises to our dogs, then they actually do gain the physical skills involved in these exercises also. But is it really the way we want to train? So that our dogs have to multitask, figuring out what we would like them to do, and also at the same time developing their physical skills. Isn't it a bit like lumping? And that's why I think fitness training is crucial in every training plan and in every training we do with our dogs. It is actually a way of splitting the exercises and teaching the physical skills away from any sports training that we intend to do with our dogs. So that once we start training the sports exercises, our dogs actually already have all the physical skills in place in order to complete the exercises. Physical skills like body awareness, control of their strength, and different coordination and movement skills. All these skills that help them to focus on the task at hand. So that when we are teaching technical elements, they don't have to figure out what we are asking them to do and develop their physical skills at the same time. In the upcoming episodes, you will discover that actually asking our dogs to multitask will result in quite limited set of motor skills and actually quite poor physical skills. And so it comes out that fitness training is actually a crucial part of every training program, and it helps you to split the exercises up so that your dog actually has all the physical skills needed to finish the exercises. This was it for today. I hope you did enjoy this podcast, and while you're waiting for the next one, go and check out the Facebook group Movement Puzzles for Dogs, or check out my Instagram account Movement Puzzles. Happy training!